Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that's GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto. In this week's program, I'm visiting with Michelle Payne Canoper, good friend, and I think we first got connected with this thing called Ag Chat, but we're not going to talk about that right now. Michelle is one of the presenters here at the 2012 Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit. And Michelle, I've been asking some of our presenters to share some takeaway thoughts from your presentation to this group here. I think you're talking to authentically agriculture. What does that mean?
Well, it means that agriculture really needs to do a better job of connecting on a human level. So this morning in Authentically Agriculture, we'll be talking about the values, the validation, and the voice that's needed for agriculture. And the first thing that we will discuss is the need to really understand ourselves as human beings. That doesn't mean that you're a farmer, a rancher, an agribusiness person. It means that you're a human being first and foremost. And that's the only way agriculture is successfully going to connect with other human beings, is to understand that component. And then really talk about the validation of what we do in animal agriculture and farming and ranching in general as being the right thing. The fact that we do care for our animals and that the farming practices that we use today are better for the environment, they are better for the animals, and they are better for the economy as well as our own families. And then we'll be talking about the need for the voice and really being able to get some people to think about some different ways to give voice to agriculture. Social media is a part of that. Personal conversations are a part of that. But more than anything, I really want to challenge the organizations that are in the room to get more farmers, more ranchers, more people's voices added to the mix so that we can tell our authentic story.
You've been here for, the earlier part of the program, too. Just what are your thoughts? I don't know if you've been to one of these meetings here of the Animal Ag Alliance before. What's your thoughts or impressions in terms of this type of gathering, who's here, and this whole subject area? Because from my perspective, it seems like we deal with some of the same kinds of things other, let's say, agricultural advocacy groups are doing right now, including Ag Chat, for that example.
We sure do, but I do think that the Animal Agriculture Alliance does a very nice job of focusing on animal issues, which is one of the hottest areas in agriculture. I'm here because I actually provided them one of my 10X Connect grants, and they asked me to come and speak to the group, and it's an honor to do so because I'm sharing the platform with a lot of great professionals. I think as much as the information that's being shared, it's really about the networking and the collaboration. We all know agriculture isn't great at working together. We all know that 98.5% of the population isn't on a farm, so the challenge is really to think about how we can not recreate the wheel, how we can collaborate and connect and have the conversations that are difficult to have, not just the drama show that's around the activists, but really on what we can do to solve some of the issues that we have.
Well, there's a lot of those being discussed here, and this is my second one, and I was highly impressed last year and have been again here with some of the quality of speakers. It's that don't necessarily share all the same ideas as some of the people who are attending here. So it's a nice mix. But let's turn back to Ag Chat. I don't think we've had a chance to do this, but just recently this weekly Twitter conversation that you got started turned 3 years old. A foundation was formed a year later that's now celebrating 2 years, the Ag Chat Foundation, and which I've had the pleasure to serve on. Just what are some of your thoughts, seeing this thing that you got started and kind of taking on a life of its own now?
Sure. Well, Ag Chat on Twitter is a weekly conversation, if you're not aware, that happens from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. Food Chat happens once a month. And I really started Ag Chat with the simple goal of agriculture working together and talking together. As you can tell from my previous comments, I'm deeply concerned about the fact that we need to have that common conversation as the agriculture business, whether you're a farmer, rancher, whether you're in an organization, or whether you work for one of the businesses. I had no idea where Ag Chat was going to go. And you were one of the early players and the party, if you will. It's been fascinating to see that 3 years later we've had more than 15,000 people from 15 countries participate in the conversation. And what I think is most interesting is to see the outcome of what those conversations have generated. I always like an egg chat, the weekly conversation is the town hall, and that there's a tremendous amount of shops, if you will, or houses within the village where people are doing great things. Egg Chat is successful because of the community, not because of any one person, and I would certainly attribute the success of the chat at this point to the foundation. As you had mentioned, you're on one of the board of directors, and I'm proud to serve in that role too. And when a handful of us started the foundation a year after I started Ag Chat, we really wanted to try to have a more connected community of advocates, people that are willing to speak out for agriculture online and, again, share that authentic agriculture story. So the foundation actually now manages the weekly conversation. And to me, that is a measure of success, because if it's just my idea, it's just my idea. But if it's something that's serving all of agriculture, that's driven by a community, I think it really makes a difference. For example, at Food Chat this month in May, which is the third Tuesday, again from 8 to 10 Eastern Time, and you can watch on Tweet Chat, whether you're on Twitter or not, you just go in and plug in #FOODCHAT. We're actually having the Undersecretary from USDA of Food Programs come and be a special guest. So to me, when we can make inroads with having conversations with the population that's not on a farm, talk about food, as well as work together collectively as an agriculture community, that's a mark of success.
Yeah. Well, and what we're also going to do this year for the third time is have an Advocacy 2.0 conference. What's that? An opportunity for farmers in particular to come learn some tools of the trade, tips, whatever you want to call it, to learn how to become advocates.
That's right, and we're really excited. It's in Kansas City at the end of August. Go to agchat.org to check it out. And Advocacy 2.0 is about moving your social media skill set to the next level. So you may already consider yourself an advanced user. We would challenge you to come in and learn from some of the best and brightest in the business to share your ideas. And you may also be overwhelmed by social media. You're on Facebook, maybe you just lurk and watch people. In Twitter, you think it's crazy. Well, you're right, it is, but it works tremendously. So it's really about trying to take your skill set where you are at, and just move it to the next level. So we've had a great training committee working on the Agvisc 2.0 conference. It will be a day and a half that will blow your brains apart. It's an application-only process. You have to be selected. Priority is given to farmers and ranchers, and we would encourage you to apply prior to June 1st at agchat.org. So go to www.agchat.org, and you will find the application there.
All right. Well, I'm hoping to have the opportunity to go. Don't have all my travel plans out that far yet. A lot going on this year, it seems like. But that's definitely one that I'd like to continue to attend myself, because I don't know about you, but I still learn every single time I have an opportunity to interact with other people. And, some people say they're social media experts and this and that. I don't call myself that per se. I use it, but I feel like I'm always learning, and it's just constantly changing. So looking forward to that. Thank you very much, Michelle Payne Canoper, who is one of the presenters here. We are at the 2012 Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit, which is a mouthful to say, but I can get that one out. And that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.